This Lam Sam of Yumadaf Pegimel Omer Aleph, Yumadaf Pegimel Omer Aleph. You look at the Gris Maimonis and Shvisas Asar, Perak Beis Halachaches, he brings a machloikis. When it comes to this din of Chayla, Machilun Esayal Pibakian, he brings a machloikis, he brings a shita of the Ge'ainim that say that the only time that you're machil a Chayla al Pi Atzmai is only if he says that if I do not eat this, it's Shayach that I'm going to die. But let's say he just says, I need to eat. He doesn't specify that it's going to bring to Pekuach Nefashis. There's no din that Machilin Eisei Al Pi Atzmei. However, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that since Achela knows that today is Shabbos or Yom Kippur, and if he says, I need to eat, we assume, right, we say that it's mutter to feed him, even if he doesn't specify that if he does not eat, he's going to become a sukkah. And a very interesting machlokes, again, the Gemara brings two shittas. Does the chayla need to specify that he's going to die if he does not eat? A similar discussion is found in the Brisker Rav in Kuntres on Yuma, on the 50th page. He explains the shita of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam is found simply as a Gemara brings Shvisas Asar Perak Beis Lachachas. Well, the Rambam is chayla sheish besakana sheshaal lechol b'yom hakipurim. The Brisker Rav is medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam that the only time that we feed a chayla al pi atzmai is chayla sheyish be sakana sheshal lechol b'yom kippurim. It's mashma. We had a chayla that we already knew he was chayla sheyish be sakana, and the din is that machil nesei al pi atzmai. What's the hesber? What do you machil nesei al pi atzmai if he's chayla sheyish be sakana? Of course. So the Brisker Rav explains al pi the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah learns out of the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Beis Lachi Yadalit. Let's see, have a chayla sheyish be sakana. What types of malachas are you permitted to perform on his behalf? Is it only the malachas are going to save his life, or even kol tzrachav, even something that's not involved in the etzim sakana? So the shita of the Magen Mishnah, learns that the Rambam is that for a chayla sheyish be sakana, it's hutra. Every single Shabbos is hutra, and therefore, even if it's something that is not connected to the exact sakana, it's mutter to do it for him. So too, Zakti Brisker Rav, when it comes to Achila on Yom Kippur, Achila sheyish by sakana, even if there's no chashash sakana if you won't eat, Achila sheyish by sakana that wants to eat, the din is that Yom Kippur is hutra. And if he says he wants to eat, even if it's not connected to the exact sakana, it's mutter to feed him. So there's a different angle of this machlekes, I guess, the Ge'inim Rabbeinu Tam. Again, let's review it quickly. The Ge'inim explains specifically when he says that if I don't eat, I'm going to die. Rabbeinu Tam says no, since he don't say Yom Kippur and Shabbos, if he's saying it, or machel him, even if he doesn't specify. The Brisker Rav is medayik the Lashon Rambam, chayla sheyish be sakana shel lechol Yom Kippurim, that we're talking about someone that we knew this guy was chayla sheyish be sakana. And then he asked, what does that mean? Why does he have to ask? So he explains it based on the Magen Mishnah, that's medayik in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, that a chayla sheyish be sakana, it's mutter to mechal Shabbos for him l'chol tzrachav. Even if it's something that's not connected, why? Because Shabbos is hutra, eats b'kuach nefashos, and even if it's not directly connected to the sakana, it's still going to be mutter. And this what the Brisker Rav explains, when it comes to Yom Kippur as well, chayla sheyish be sakana, we know he already is chayla sheyish be sakana, even if the achila isn't connected to save his life, it's mutter because it's going to be hutra, similar to what the Rambam says when it comes to Shabbos. Everyone have an amazing day.